CQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations, with or without traffic, are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. And we do have a few pre-check-ins this evening. We're going to go through the pre-check-ins first, and then we'll hit the Echolink stations directly after that. Net Control, I'd like to recognize W4FCM. That's Fred from TR. Bring with him in for IEI. This is Miss Isla. Good to have you with us tonight. If you're listening, Fred, tell Miss Isla we said hello. And KW4TS, that's Jim. He is in Pelzer in the tool shed this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Jim. Glad to hear you're not out on the road at the moment. And KC4W, that's Bill over in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bill. Hope all's going well with you. And we do have an Echolink station, so we're going to give Echolink stations the opportunity to check in. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
Net control. This is KJ4HKC, Kilo Juliet 4, Hotel Kilo Charlie, John in Belton. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KJ4HKC. That's John over in Belton. Good to have you with us tonight, John. Hope you're doing well. Do appreciate you taking the time to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. And we're going to make a break for any brand new ham radio operators that are new to amateur radio and have never checked into the net or have not done it very often and are still kind of unsure about the protocol and give you the opportunity to check in at the very beginning of the net. Any brand new amateur radio operators that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, it doesn't sound like we have anybody this evening, but we'll keep trying as testing stations start opening back up. Let's see, tonight being Tuesday night, we're going to begin with India through Lima for the RF section of the net. Stations with the first letter of the suffix they're called. It begins with letters I through L. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Hello, Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James. I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative. 73 is for each one of you.
Yeah. Miss Amy, you're well. Please check in. Whiskey 4. India Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Hey, thanks for calling the net. Good to see you. Have a good evening. Everybody on the net, have a good evening. No traffic, no comments.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James, sounding good from the mountain at Tuxedo, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, James. Hope you're doing well. Stay safe. W4IOE, that is Sid over in Fletcher, North Carolina. Sid calls the 146.64 net on Sundays at 8 p.m. Be sure and check in with him on Sundays at 8 on 146.64, just a click or two up from where we are right now, with a PL tone of 91.5. I'm sure Sid appreciates you checking in with him. I'm sure you'll enjoy that net. Sid, tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Stay safe. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. I4LZI. And Table Rock, no traffic, no round tape.
4DJW. Thank you for calling the net again. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Milo. We make our home in Greer. Mark a send out if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KI4LZI. That's Andy sounding good from Table Rock this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Andy. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're staying safe. And KK4JBQ, that's Larry bringing him. KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make the home in Greer. You're sounding good tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Always good to hear you on the net. Wouldn't be the same without you. Appreciate you being here. And we do have a new Echolink station, so we're going to give Echolink stations opportunity again to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Echolink stations only, called W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB, out walking the dog. I think Wendy's going to check in on her own from the house, so thanks for calling that, Dave, and 7-3 to everyone, but I'll be listening for a bit.
Okay, net control lock recognized. W2MJB, that is Mark, who is portable, handheld portable, out walking the dog, handheld being an Echolink connectivity back into the internet. Good to have you with us tonight, Mark. I've got Wendy on the logbook. I just won't check her off. I'll wait till she checks in, and I'll check her off at that point in time. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Stay safe out there. Any other check-in, any other stations, India through Lima, that like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
We're at the first mountain in beautiful Greenville County tonight. 73 is to you, Dave, and all on the net.
Okay, and the control like to recognize KE4HKX. That's Kilo Echo 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. That's James over in Lexington, South Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, James. Hope all's going well with you. And welcome to amateur radio. Welcome to the hobby. Appreciate you being here with us this evening. Stay safe. And K4ZZX, that's Steve on Echolink. Good to have you with us tonight, Steve. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Hope all's going well with you. Any other stations? Let's go ahead and bump it up to Mike DuPapa now. Any other stations, Mike DuPapa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
DJW. Please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta, Mike Whiskey, Rick. And our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
DJW. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walt and Edmund, I'll be negative, negative.
Before DJW. Please check in and out. K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel. Pat, in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
Okay, that was a good group. Net control like to recognize KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena. She's sounding good from Piedmont this evening. Bring with her KK4DMW, that's Rick, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. Good to have you with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hey. Appreciate you guys taking the time to check in this evening. And K4OIM, that's Walt, sounding good from Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. You're sounding good. K4OSH, that's Pat from Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. Take care. Stay safe out there. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll bump it on up to the Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter suffix their call that begins with letters Q through T and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Check in. Kilo, November 4. Romeo and Juliet, November. John and Inman, and I'll hang around.
JW. Kilo Fox 4, Quebec Mike, KF4QM. My name is Eric. I'm in 6 Mile, and I'll be negative and negative.
JW. Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4ROW Richard and Greenville. I'll be short time.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KN4RJN, that is John. Over in Emmon, I've got you down for comments, John. We will be back to you in just a little bit. Do appreciate you being here this evening. And KF4QM, that's Eric in 6 Mile. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Eric. You're sounding good from 6 Mile. And K4ROW, that's Richard over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. You're sounding good. Take care. Be safe. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, moving right along to the Uniform Through Zulu group. Stations with the first letter suffix their call that begins with letters U through Z. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, KLW4DJW. Okay, the Uniform Through Zulu group used to be the largest group out there. But over time, things change. Anybody, Uniform Through Zulu, would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, KLW4DJW. Okay, we'll move right along to the Alpha through Delta group. Stations with the first letter suffix your call that begins with letters A through D, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
JW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. It's David in Inman. Negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73.
JW. And WD4, DYH, Johnny Mobile. With a turtle on the back. Good evening to you, sir. No traffic, no round table.
Please check in. Alpha Echo 4, Bravo Mike, AE 4, BM, Ben, down here in Charleston with the good conditions.
4DJW. Dave, please check in. November 1, Delta Mike Bravo. David in far northern Simpsonville, where I like to call Five Forks. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, that's a good group. Next, I'd like to recognize KO4AOW. That is David. He is over in Inman, sounding good as usual, David. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Hope all's going well with you. And WD4DYH, that's Johnny, who's mobile with a turtle on his back. Be careful with that turtle on your back, Johnny. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Stay safe on the road. And AE4BM, that is Benito in Hanahan, South Carolina, down there in Charleston. You are sounding like you are standing right next to me. You want to come back and tell us more about that signal? What are you using? Are you on a beam or something pointed up here from Charleston?
Just running 75 watts on a vertical.
Wow, that is impressive. I don't know how many miles it is to Charleston from here or to Hanahan, South Carolina. But I tell you what, you're probably one of the best signals on the net this evening. Propagation is in your favor. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Stay safe. N1DMB, that's David. He is over in northern Simpsonville, east side, Five Forks. Good to have you as tonight, David. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. Stay safe. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ, David in Easley, South Carolina. No traffic, no comment.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize KB2, BYQ. That's David sounding good from Easley this evening. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. David, please stay safe. We'll go ahead now and bump it to the Echo Through Hotel group. Station with the first letter suffix of the call that begins with letters E through H, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Candler. Negative negative tonight, David, unless you need a little transition to get into the second shift, but then John will probably take care of that, but we're around.
Wendy in Simpsonville, KN4HTP, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, and I'll be negative and negative.
TJW. KE4EA, Kilo Echo 4, Echo Alpha, Dave in Simpsonville, in Spartanburg, excuse me. Get all those Simpsonville people in here. Also my wife, Vicky, she's KS4VJ, Kilo Sierra 4, Victor Juliet, and we're both negative and negative.
Oh. Check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Henry Kilo X-ray, this is Patrick in Penrose.
Okay, there's group net control. I'd like to recognize KC4EZN. That's Harry sounding good from Candler this evening. Good to have you tonight, Harry. Hope all's going well with you. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. And KE4EA, that's David over in Spartanburg. Bring with him KS4VJ, that's Vicky. Good to have you tonight, David. Tell Vicky we said hello. Appreciate you guys taking the time to be with us this evening. And KO4HKX, that's Patrick Rose. Good to have you with tonight, Patrick. I believe you've checked in with me. No, that's the first time in my database that shows you're checking in with me. Welcome to the hobby. If you're brand new to the hobby, appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. We're here 365 days a week, or a week, 365 days a year, 7 days a week. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Any other stations, let's go ahead now and open it up alphabet A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, that's including Echolink, because we did get a couple more Echolink stations. So including Echolink, called W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Good evening to you all on the net. 73, thanks for calling the net.
W4DJW, please check in Kilo Golf 4 Whiskey November Papa, landing via Echo Link, Independence, Ohio, in and out.
W, please check in WB4 Fox Echo Echo Dan over Northern Simpsonville. Good evening, Dave, everybody on the net. And Dave, just check me in and out tonight, please. I appreciate it.
Okay, there's another good group, and there was a double here. So one of you, both of you were coming in really strong, but one was just barely better than the other. So if you don't hear your call, check in again. We really want to get you checked in. Net Control, I recognize KO4BDM, that's Jim over in Taylor's, who barely won out over another good station that sounded as good as he did. But Jim, you came in just a little bit over the other station. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Stay safe. KG4WNP, that's Landon, who is in Independence, Ohio. Good to have you with us tonight, Landon. Stay safe up there in Ohio. Be careful. Make your way back home nice and safe. And WB4FEE, that's Dan. He's over in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Dan, hope all's going well with you. Take care. Stay safe. And that other station that I missed that doubled, called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Hi, Dave. I guess he won out because he was closer. Please check it out. Kilo Golf 4, Juliet India Alpha. That's KG4JIA, Dennis in Gaffney. Good evening to you, Dave, and all on that. 73.
Okay, Dennis, I knew you had a strong signal, and you're coming in really good. But, he's just a little bit closer than you. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KG4JIA. That's Dennis booming in from Gaffney this evening. Stay safe, Dennis. Appreciate your patience. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
In and out, Kilo Juliet 4, Papa Alpha Golf Jet, located in Kings Mountain, North Carolina. Good evening.
Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KJ4PAG. That is Jeff, sounding good from Kings Mountain this evening. Good to have you with tonight, Jeff. Stay safe. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. And K4XB, that's Tommy, down in Southern Greenville County. Sounding good from Southern Greenville County tonight, Tommy. Appreciate you taking the time to check in here. Any other stations? One last call before we close the formal portion of that. All the way through the alphabet, call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Okay, sounds like that's going to do it. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAGCHU portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAGCHUs. And the first one up on the stump this evening is KN4RJN. That's John in Inman. It's your turn, John. Call W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, KN4RJN. You got your airplane room all squared away yet, or are you still messing with that?
No, it's still in the same state it was in. We had a death in the family this past week, and you might have read about it in the papers. Three teenagers went to Wade Hampton. One of the three was my cousin's daughter. So that just, like, distracted from everything for the past week. That's about the only thing we've been doing over the past week. How about you? What have you been up to?
Well, my computer, the cooling fan started making noise periodically. I could tap it and make it quit, and then it just got worse and worse, and I thought, okay, I need to do some surgery on this thing. So I popped it up, turned it upside down, popped the panel off the back. I could get to the processor, I could get to the hard drive, but it could not get to the fan. I started looking, and I thought, this thing looks like it's all one piece. This one panel is covering the fan. I thought, I might have to tear this thing apart from the other side.
And that was a little bit more than I wanted to do, so I found a computer repair shop in town, and they came and picked it up, and it's in the shop right now. So I don't have a computer. So I'm using my wife's computer for my granddaughter's online schooling upstairs, and from time to time I turn on my Raspberry Pi, but when I do that it interferes with the radio, so, you know, we're kind of bouncing around back and forth there, and trying to work out our technological issues, but other than that, things are going great. I'm sorry to hear about the students at Wade Hampton. I used to teach there many years ago, before they built the new building, and that's tragic when young people like that lose their lives in something as silly as a traffic accident, but it happens.
That's true. That's happened to our family three times, and it never gets any easier. But they'll survive it. It's tough. So are you going to have your computer back by Friday, or are you doing nets with pencil and paper now?
Yesterday I said when, and they said sometime this week. So hopefully by Friday. If not, I'll be giving you a call. Because I don't think I can keep up with a pencil and paper. And while I have worked on it some, I have not had a chance because of, you know, school started and working through our issues upstairs with my granddaughter. By the time we're done with that, I'm wore out, and I haven't got the net control software on the Pi yet. So I may be giving you a call.
Okay, I think I did it with pen and paper, pencil and paper, one time, and I was all thumbs, so I know what you mean. It's kind of hard to, when you're used to just hitting a few keystrokes and then hitting the F1, F5, F4, and you're all done, and all their name and address and location and call and all that is populated for you. It's kind of hard going back to pen and paper, but Gary does a good job of it. He does it with pencil and paper, and he has no problem whatsoever.
Been doing it for, what, 200 years, Gary, if you're listening. I can't write that fast, and, you know, I can get the call sign down, but the name and the location, you know, especially when they start coming in, you know, fast and furious, there's just no way I keep up. I barely keep up on the keyboard when they're coming in like that, so, yeah, hopefully I'll have it back by Friday.
Net control.
Go ahead.
I have a computer with that. This is KO4 Bravo Delta Mike.
Go ahead, John.
It's an HP EliteBook. It's kind of old. My wife ran a business a few years back, and she had several employees that all had to have computers, and this is one of the leftovers when she closed her business. I had another one that I thought was the exact same model. I thought, well, what I can do is do brain surgery. I'll pull the hard drive and a processor out and put it in that other computer. The other computer works, but the employee put a password on it, and somehow I've lost it. I had all that cataloged, and somehow I've lost it, and I can't get into it, and I can't get around it. So that I'll just pull the hard drive and the processor out and do brain surgery on that computer and put it in there because its fan's working fine. And I open it up, and it's not quite the same. My hard drive is about twice as long as the hard drive that's in that one, and this one had two processing chips instead of just one, and the whole configuration where the hard drive goes, there's no way it was going to fit. So I said, okay, well, that shoots that idea. So anyway, I found a place here in Edmond, and they said for $75, they'll take it apart, clean it out, replace the fan if they need to, or realign it if they can, and get all the dust and dog hair and God knows what else is in it, and bring it back to me. I said, you got it. So if they fix that one good, I might have them work on a few more of these. I've got two or three computers laying here that are non-functional right now that I might let them work on.
Yeah, that's across from the school, isn't it?
KM4RJN, yeah, $75 is a lot cheaper than going buying a new one. So, and I got enough computer parts here to build a transformer, for crying out loud. So I may like to get some of those going, and I can have, you know, two or three popping around here running the COVID software and a few other things. So I don't think it's such a bad deal. They can fix it, and they do a good job.
Yeah, I've talked with that guy for a number of years now, and he's very good at what he does, and he's got a daughter in school out in California.
What was it? Skates, I believe, was the name?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. It's been a while now. I've been working on an old Apple all-in-one desktop, 21-inch screen, and it took me forever to figure out how to get into it.
Camera. That'll do it.
Actually, you use a suction cup on the screen, pull, and the screen comes off, and then you can get into the fan and the hard drive and everything else.
Elitebook, it's got the screen can rotate around and fall flat, so you can use it like a tablet. And so the connection there was tied to the piece, or looked like it was tied to the piece that went across the back that covered the fan. And I thought this is going to get way more complex than I'm willing to deal with, and I'm going to imagine seeing, you know, computer pieces laying all across my desk and me trying to figure out how to get it back together. So if they do a good job, it'd be $75 well spent, let's put it that way.
Yeah, he's real good at what he does. He's also has a bunch of 3D printers he sells too.
Net control, you still in there?
I'm still here, just monitoring. You guys carry on.
How things go with the QO4, Bobby Duff and Mike.
George, and yeah, I've also got a LLHP that's got a cracked screen. It works, but it's got a little cracked screen, and it needs a software rehaul. And then I've got another one that won't boot up at all. And then there's one more down there. I forget what's wrong with it. So I got two or three of them laying around here that need to be refurbished and reworked. The one, I think, just needs its memory wiped and start over. But, yeah, if I can get all those up and running, I can have more computers and I know what to do with.
Got five laptops, a bunch of iPads, and three other computers, and two Raspberry Pis.
Yeah, I'm still trying to get net control software on my Raspberry Pi. I haven't worked on that in a while, but I've got to try that again, see if I can get that going. But it's running COVID, except when net time rolls around, then I have to shut it off because it wasn't bothering it for a while, but now all of a sudden it seems to be bothering it again. I did get my antenna moved outside. I thought that would help, but I don't know if it's sending signal to the cable or just the connector. It's a little bit, it's a couple of feet away. If I can find a way to either shield it or move it somewhere else, I can solve that problem.
Yeah, I understand that real well. I just redid my Delta Loop antenna and extended it some and tuned it in. I'm getting about a 1.5 across the band now.
Static in the background on just about everybody's transmission?
No, I'm not hearing any static at all. I got a little bit of low-level noise, that's it.
It's on my end. I might have to rework this cable or do something. Because everybody says I'm coming in clear, but I'm hearing some fairly heavy static in the background on just about everybody's transmission.
I had that problem a while back. It turned out to be my ground.
Part of the problem, I'm going to have to go out. If I can ever get away from school long enough, I can deal with that thing.
School is definitely an adventure these days. I did it for 4 years. I don't think I want to do it again.
For 20, and I'm glad I'm retired. But, this online stuff with my granddaughter is frustrating as all get out. The software is not intuitive. The system, I think, is lacking a little bandwidth, and the teachers that are using it don't fully understand the software. And, yeah, it's just, you know, it's a mess. But we're plugging away at it. Anyway, Dave, it's about time for second shift to show up. If you want to take a break, check for check-ins.
Okay, we'll do that. I was thinking the same thing. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that like check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call W4DJW.
W. Hey, thanks for all you do for the club, especially keeping EchoLink going. Please
check in and out. Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4, FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slaptown.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4 FTU. That's Richard sounding good from Northwest Anderson County, Slaptown. Good to have you with us tonight, Richard. Hope you're doing well. Stay safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that looks like a small second shift, John. Have you got anything else for us this evening?
Schooling and taking care of the dog and the cats and everything else around here is going to get real complicated here real soon. She's got a uncle up in Indiana that's he's in a nursing home, and he fell and broke his hip. They took him to the hospital, and he also tested for COVID, so he's running a fever and they can't do the surgery on his hip. She may be headed to Indiana here real quick, and if that's the case, it's me, my granddaughter, fighting school all day and taking care of the cats and dogs and it's going to get complicated around here before long.
You might just have to build a list and a time that everything, the dogs get fed at this time, the kids get fed at this time, the fish get fed at this time. Make sure everybody eats, John.
Well, when the dog comes upstairs, we've got the cat food in a self-feeder. We have to put that up on top of the cat tree, which is fine for the two younger cats, but the older cat can't get up there, so we have to put it down for her. Make sure it's not down when the dog comes up. The dog goes straight to the cat food and eat all the cat food. Got a system worked out with the fish now. When I feed them, if I feed them, I turn the container upside down so that my granddaughter knows they've been fed, and then we turn it back over at lunchtime, and then at come dinner time, if it's standing upright, then somebody feeds them and turns it upside down to tell the other person that they've been fed. So we've got, you know, systems worked out, but it's still, life gets complicated, and the dog has to be walked every once in a while, and if she's upstairs and we're working on school, she's laying under the table on my feet, so that's not a big issue. But it's going to get complicated.
Well, I wish you the best of luck with that. Our dog and cat are exactly the opposite. The dog will not eat the cat's food, so the cat's food stays out all the time. But the cat will eat the dog's food, and if she gets there and eats it before the dog gets in there and eats it, then the dog goes without eating. So that makes the dog, next time the dog gets fed, the dog goes and eats and doesn't let the cat get its food. Anyway, it's interesting how we build habits like that.
Dog will eat just about anything, so if she's the cat food, it's a fairly large container and she almost drained it dry the other day. Everybody forgot to put the cat food up, and she got in there, and she just about emptied it out. So, silly dog, but anyway, she needs to go on a diet anyway. She's a little bit overweight. She was, severely underweight when we got her, and now she's about 10 pounds heavier than she needs to be. I've been trying to cut back on the treats and whatnot, but when she sneaks into the cat food, that doesn't help any either.
No, that doesn't. They will do that. Our cat is doing it. Our cat's the same way. It's overweight. The dog is not overweight, but the cat is overweight. And that's because cat will eat the cat food, but the cat will also eat the dog food when she can get away with it. So she's the one that gets to eat too often. You got anything else for us this evening?
Sir, I was just trying to stretch this thing out and get you the second shift. It looks like second shift is running late or running real light. So I'll back on out of here and say 73s to you. Say hi to the missus, and y'all have a good evening. This is KN4RJN. I am clear.
All right. Well, let me know if you don't, if that computer doesn't come in, and we'll make provisions for Friday, because I wouldn't want you to have to call it with a pen and paper or a pencil and paper. Although it might be a good experience. Who knows? Anyway, good to have you with us this evening. Take care. Talk to you later. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Hope you're enjoying this nice, cool afternoon. Please check in. Kilo, November 4th, Uniform, Bravo, go. KN4, UBG, Kevin, bound in. And And I'll be negative and negative 73 to you and everybody on there.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KN4UVG. That is Kevin over in Fountain Inn. Kevin, I went out this morning, I believe it was, to take the trash can out to the road, or it might have been last night. It was 46 degrees. I went outside with a t-shirt on. And at 46 degrees, it's not so comfortable out there. It's not for me anyway, with just a t-shirt on. So, yeah, summer's over, it sounds like. Fall's right around the corner. Summer's about to be over. Anyway, appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. Kevin, take care. Stay safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, if I missed anyone for comments or if I missed any check-ins, call W4DJW. Okay, be sure and check back in tomorrow evening where KI4DOS Gary will be calling the net, and I'm sure he would appreciate you checking in, and I'm sure you'll enjoy that net too because he has the swap net on Wednesdays. Good to have you with us tonight, and I'm going to go ahead and send in my net report. This is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 73s, and good night.